Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we review various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. This week I wanted to record something to mark the start of the 2022-23 summer crop season. This is a season that starts at the beginning of October and it continues up until September the following year. By summer crops in South Africa, I'm referring mainly to maize, sunflower seed, soybeans, groundnuts, sorghum, and dry beans. There are, of course, a range of vegetables that are also planted during summer season. But the ones that are always on the calendar and very important when we think about food supplies in South Africa are those crops that I have mentioned. In a few weeks ago, I recorded a segment where I was thinking about what are some of the key indicators that we watch and what were those indicators telling us about the upcoming season. And I will revisit some of those very briefly to contextualize the debate or the discussion of today. The first one being the agricultural machinery sales, because the machinery sales or tractor sales are important because they give us an indication about what do farmers think about the upcoming season. Are they buying more tractors or are they not buying tractors, which means then they are sitting on shaky grounds, either fearing about their outlook or sitting in a position where they don't have solid financial balance sheet to actually be able to buy some of these implements that are necessary for agricultural activity. But fortunately, what we find in South Africa at this point is that since the start of the year, tractor sales have been solid, growing positively month by month. And this suggests to me that farmers are confident about the upcoming season, but they were also, of course, in a better financial position after two solid agricultural seasons that helped them to beef up their financials. They had good harvests in years that were also having favorable prices, and that improved the profitability. But I think the important point about the upcoming season is that they are confident if one reads the purchases of tractors as a signal about what they are preparing for the next season. The second one is the weather conditions. Weather conditions have been favorable. We've been talking about the possibilities of a La Nina. And on the 30th of September, the South African Weather Service released another update about what do they think the weather conditions will be or in this coming summer season. And they pretty much emphasized their point that we are looking at a weak La Nina state for South Africa, starting from the month of November and going all the way into January next year or February next year. So those are some of the estimates that they are having. What this tells us then is that from towards the end of this month, October, we could start to see good rainfall continuing all the way into February next year. Of course, one or myself, I would like to see those rains starting even now, because the guys are starting to prepare the soils in the eastern side of South Africa, which is where the season starts in this month. Now, those that are familiar with South Africa or South Africans that are listening to this podcast, you know that we have an N1 highway that cuts through the country. If you look in the east of that N1, that's where the optimal planting period is, between the 1st of October going up until mid-November for maize. And of course, soybean also gets to be planted from around about that period, maybe mid-November or so. Then some people will start planting the soybean. In the east, in the western side of South Africa, which on the west, that's the area where planting for maize starts from about mid-November going all the way into the end of December. Now in the east, which is the region that starts planting this month going into mid-November, that's mainly yellow maize and soybeans, and of course a bit of sorghum and other vegetables and stuff. In the west, that's mainly white maize, sunflower, and a range of other products that are also planted in that period. Now, the weather conditions are favorable then, which means that farmers will pretty much start planting, get good weather, good rains, which should improve soil moisture, seed germination, growth conditions of the crop. And if these rains will continue to be favorable up until February next year, it means then that we'll take the crop, good rains from growing time up until pollination, which where the crop largely pollinate or flower around about February next year. Thereafter pollination or flowering, we need some warm weather conditions for the maturation of that crop. And all of the indications point to such possible outcome for this period. Of course, the other thing that we're worried about was that, is this a La Nina or a weak La Nina? Because if it's a La Nina, which we have had, for example, the past season, it could lead to fairly higher rainfalls. And some of those rainfalls, they get to a level where they are not as helpful. Like last year, we had heavy rainfall in December up until the first or so second week of January, and that caused a bit of a disruption in central South Africa towards the west, to an extent that some farmers had to replant. Now, replanting with these high input costs, it's always a costly activity for farmers. So with the weak La Nina now that is on the forecast, it does seem to us that it will be a fairly good outlook. The third point that I discussed in the past, and I think it's worth revisiting since we are marking the start of the new season, is of course prices. Grain prices are an important signal because farmers look at the grain prices, oilseeds prices, and decide which crop they will plant after considering the profitability of those. And it looks to us now, if you look at the grain prices, they're plus 20% up year-on-year basis. And these are attractive level for farmers to pretty much you continue to plant. And of course, we know that if you think about the inputs, fertilizer and the others, they are plus 60% up on a year-on-year basis, which means then if your grain or selling crop of the commodity is plus 20%, they are increasing at a much slower pace than what the inputs are doing. But still, with the commodities, if you are able to get large yields, then you can compensate for the increase in the inputs that we are seeing. And that's the point also that we are seeing now. I saw, for example, earlier today, people tagging me on Twitter about some people that were talking about possible fertilizer shortages, food crisis, and all of those things in South Africa. And I would make a point to say that's not our impression or what we are seeing. We look at a range of data, we talk to many stakeholders, and in our view, we are looking for a fairly good agricultural season this year, and we're not seeing those shortages of things that some people are talking about on social media. And the other point then that I guess it's important to highlight here is that if you think about the area that South Africa usually plants for summer crops, it's about 4.3 million hectares. That's for that maize, sunflower, soybean, sorghum, and dry beans that I had mentioned. On the 26th of October, we will get what we call the intentions to plant data, which basically signal to us what do the farmers say they will plant in terms of the area planting. And we expect those intentions to still paint a picture that is somewhat roughly similar to previous seasons, which is anything between 4.1 to 4.3 million hectares. If we are in that range, we're pretty much planting the same area as the previous few seasons. And then we should be able to have good supplies if we consider the favorable rainfall outlook that I have talked about. So those are some of the things that we are looking to see, and we'll be watching what they will pretty much say about South Africa in the coming season. But I must say, we've just completed, for example, some of the crop tours where we were out in the fields speaking with farmers, speaking with agribusinesses in all of the travels that we've been doing from the organization that I work for, which is the AgBiz, the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. The message that we were getting there was relatively positive about the planting of the upcoming season. People were more worried about broad policy themes, land reform, issues of trade, and also network industries, electricity, water, roads, railway line, ports. Those are some of the things that are on top of mind when you talk to stakeholders in the industry. But the near-term condition, it does look like we will be able to cross the river fairly smoothly there. But of course, this requires monitoring. And the other thing that is worth now highlighting is that between today going into February 2023, we are on what we call in the grain market, in the weather market, which means that domestic prices, while influenced by the currency, global events, but the weather conditions here in South Africa will matter a lot about what prices or where prices will be trading, because that now it will influence the production conditions and the supply for the upcoming season. But if you consider then the favorable weather outlook, picture that I've painted, it does mean then that the weather market will not be inducing increases or further increases in prices than the levels that we are currently in. It will be more of a sideways favorable one. But this is something that I think people that are in the grain market, of course, should be watching, and I think they know that. This is one of the factors that they consider when they look in this market. I could say a lot about the prices and the impact in consumer and all of those things, but it's best to keep those for a different podcast segment where we discuss food price inflation. But for today, marking the start of the 2022-23 summer crop season, I think it's just worth emphasizing the point that we are looking for another favorable season. All of the indications that we look at, agricultural machinery sale, weather outlook, grain and the oilseeds prices, they paint a positive picture. And this week marks the start of that 2022-23 production season. And if you drive across South Africa, you should start to see brown fields in the eastern regions of this country. And from around about November, you will see that brown extending in the western regions of the country. And of course, with good weather conditions, that brown will soon turn to be green, and we will be in yet another good season. We don't foresee those interruptions in production. Food crisis, supply issues that some people talk about in social media. We are basically looking at yet another favorable agricultural season for South Africa. If anything changes into or on these factors that I've outlined, I will of course put something on my blog or record something to put it in this podcast. That's it for this week. I think I should leave it there for now. But you can read a lot about a bit more about some of the things that I write in my blog, which is wandilesihlobo.com, www.wandilesihlobo.com, which is just my full name. Or you go to the organization that I work for, to their website, www.agbiz.co.za, www.agbiz.co.za. There's a lot of material that is there which you can read. That's it for me now. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. We'll come back next week with a different theme.